Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everybody? I've decided I'm just going to do this show like the last second. Regardless of what happened with the main event, I just decided to do the show the last minute and just do it while it's fresh in my mind. As going on through the pay-per-view was okay. But that main event,
it was a short main event, too.
Yeah, about the time that they put it up there, it was going to be known for like being like a short main event. But it was just like, what were they thinking? Like, they had Braun Strowman on this roll ever since he went to Raw. And it's just, like, seriously. It's like, just letting y'all know, it's like, there's most of the times I don't criticize WWE for what their moves are doing, but I try to my best to explain, like, why they do what they do and, like, the reason behind it. But with the main event, is no estimation unless backstage politics must have been in the play, because there was no way, and I'm sorry, there was no way that Brock should have won that match. And I know his contract is going to be up after WrestleMania, but still.
Never mind.
No, go ahead. Say what you're trying to say.
No, that was just wrong.
Yeah, for like a decent pay-per-view, having like a main event. That was like, he was, Braun Strowman was dominating, and suddenly, from what it seems like, it was the same thing with the Samoa Joe match.
Yes.
I didn't see it, so I'm just going by from what you guys were saying about the Brock Lesnar Samoa Joe match, that Samoa Joe was dominating, then Brock Lesnar got lucky and hit his move, and that was it.
Brock Lesnar's stuck in Vince McMahon's dick to get what he wants is what's going on. Let's be perfectly frank about the whole deal.
Man, this, this was just ridiculous.
There is water coming out of that cooler. That's okay, don't worry. Don't go lick it out.
There's the water still there. Oh, wow. But are they going to have like a rematch, or is this a one-time thing, or what's the case going to be with this? Because if it's just a one-time thing, it just, like, are you, yeah, like, are you freaking kidding me? Although the first three matches, it was, they were like, okay, then it was just like, okay, just hoping that the two WrestleMania caliber matches were going to deliver. And like with the John Cena and Roman Reigns match, I didn't care who won. I just thought I was going to see like a very good match. But the match was, ended up being okay. And I didn't care if Roman Reigns won or anything like that. But it was just, because at least with Roman Reigns and John Cena, you're going to see another match sooner or later.
We already know that Brock Lesnar has a reputation for being a bitch. Let's be perfectly honest. Look at when we were at that show in Chicago.
Extreme Rules.
Yeah. And he went against John Cena, right? And he had a hissy fit, which we witnessed as he left the ring.
Oh, yeah, that he lost.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it was ridiculous. That was a fucking hissy fit as he left the ring.
But just unbelievable. I don't know if we're going to, like, we're probably going to keep on talking about this probably for the next 18 minutes, but we're going to try to get to, like, the other matches and stuff. Although Raw Talk is on right now, and they talk with Enzo Amore.
His match is awesome, how he won. That was, as I told you.
It was fun.
If you want to get anywhere in life, then you got to take it by the balls, and he did.
And I know some of the YouTubers were saying that if he win, he's going to get win by cheating. And as you kind of saw some of his matches, ever since they put him in 205, he had won some of his matches with cheating. And I don't know if they were trying to have people dislike him, but it didn't work.
Nope.
The match was pretty good, the Cruiserweight Championship match. Although it was time for Neville to, I don't know, like, how long are they gonna do, like, him, like, Enzo winning it now, then the next night he's gonna lose it or something like that. I just hope that don't happen. Because they did it with Tozawa where he won it, then like 5 days later at SummerSlam he lose it back to Neville. Which is just like, it just really didn't make any sense. And I'm sorry for pausing. I'm just trying to hear, like, some of the Raw talk and stuff that's going on right now. This and that at the same time. But the pre-show, they had Elias Samson versus Apollo Crews, and was hoping they probably would have pushed Apollo Crews, but no, they didn't. Maybe I should have saw that as, like, maybe the main event was going to be not as enjoyable as you saw.
The main event, that people say, like what you just said, well, we knew it was going to be short because of the time it started. That's bullshit, because we watch pay-per-views that are not on about WrestleMania or SummerSlam or anything like that. We watch other pay-per-views that have gone on till 10:30 at night because of the main event.
Oh, yeah, some of them have been going right past 10.
We watched it when they started at 9:50, and then they finished at, like, 10:30 at night.
Because right now they're in L.A., and it's, like, about 8 o'clock.
Right.
So they still got, like, an early start.
Yeah.
Well, I guess another match that, as they got Alexa Bliss on there, she retained her women's championship, which was another match, was decent match, but kind of a disappointing ending, which they got all these big and bad guys and girls that's, like, dominating, and it just...
And see, my thing is with, like, Nia Jackson, like, in regards to the females match and everything, is that she deserved to win that. But my thing is that it's the same as when they had, like, other bigger females. I don't think that's what Vince McMahon wants in his WWE to hold the title. Because I think he wants the Playboy-type girl. I'm not saying that she's not a good wrestler. Don't get me wrong in regards to that, because they have... They've shaken up the Divas division, women's division, should we say. So, you know what I mean, that they can at least wrestle now. But I think what he wants is he still wants that Barbie Playboy look to draw in younger boys and everything. Forgetting that there are some guys out there who like a bigger girl. He just raised his head.
Yes, he did.
You know, you're right. You know, Mickey has had an amazing career. But the whole point is that Earth is Queen with Nia Jax and some of the photos that she's done. She is so gorgeous. I would give anything to look half like her instead of looking like a marshmallow. She is gorgeous. Is she or is she not gorgeous? Yeah.
You're really telling me that you don't think that Matt is human to begin with. No. 2 minutes.
Wow.
Yes, yeah, she's saying that about your future wife.
They probably won't even give her the title shot anyway.
But anywho, the fact of it is that I don't think if Nia Jax holds the belt, she's only going to hold it for a short time. She gets it because I think that Vince wants the perky pretty princess holding it.
And I guess like, they're trying to put, like, they're saying that for the women's division, it's going to be all about talent, but...
Nia Jax deserves to hold that title.
She is undefeated.
But I don't believe that's
undefeated.
I understand she's
under the tomorrow,
but just...
Oh, now she's talking about Asuka.
It's going to be amazing. All right, well, thank you so much for joining us.
So what's your thoughts, Trev? Should Nia Jax hold it?
She should have. She should have won it. And just like, what are they thinking? And I know there's some people that's out there that's going to be like, y'all complaining about this, y'all complaining about that, and y'all still going to watch it. Of course, we still going
to
watch it. But we
have
the
right to complain.
But we have the right
it.
To say, like, what we like and what we don't like.
And what we would like to see.
Right, exactly. But, like, if we would have said, like, oh, man, they ain't do what I wanted, all of it, and I don't want to watch it anymore, blah, 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 blah.
Right.
Nope, but oh, this is interesting.
I know, but you weren't here when it happened, so I still feel good about it.
But let's see. Like I mentioned, Elias Sampson beat Apollo Crews. Let's see. The Intercontinental Championship match. The Miz defeated Jason Jordan. Afterwards, they had Jason Jordan on the interview, and Jason Jordan requested for a rematch, and Miz did want it because of interference. Maybe they'll do something without interference and just go from there, but who knows what they're going to do with that situation. Let's see. Finn Balor versus Bray Wyatt. Another decent match, and I've seen like a lot of people turn on Finn Balor.
Yeah.
And not like the fans that was in attendance tonight. It's just like on social media where people are like, he has no talent. He can't wrestle. Yeah, the Internet Critics. That'd be a new name for him, Internet Critics. And I know some people are saying, like, you're all part of the Internet Critics, too. There's a difference between IWC and people that talk about it, like on a podcast and stuff like that. There's a big of a difference. People at IWC complains about things every single day.
And then some.
Right. while us as podcasters or YouTubers and stuff, we complain about it like they do, but we're not.
Don't get fixated on it.
Yeah, we're stuck on it on, like, maybe just for that one subject, then move on. Unless a certain situation moves that they done. Oh, okay. I'm sorry for, like, the pause and stuff. We're just trying to listen to some of this, like, raw talk and things like that.
I kind of agree with what he said, though, is that he did tell him to go home and do his homework. And he did. He came out in the better man one tonight.
Exactly.
So the fans still going to hate him, but, so.
No, it was the reception at the end for Cena that everybody was like, thank you.
Because there's rumors going around that this is his last year of doing wrestling. That's why.
I didn't even hear that.
Yeah, mind you, they go around every freaking year that it's going to be his last year. So.
Oh, wait a minute.
It was weird because here you got a guy that says he is the guy. And And then in a 1 month period, I watched this young man mature into a guy from a superstar standpoint, and tonight in this world. This is the building that I won my first world championship in WrestleMania. And that was another name. So sitting there tonight, it was like, honestly, that was like a giant burden that was lifted off my shoulders in the best way possible.
Yeah, they won in overtime over a field goal.
But I told you that they won, but I didn't know what the score was.
Right.
Chef and everything, but I didn't know he had like these TV shows and stuff. And then It was when Gail Kim went into the
CNA Hall of Fame.
And then she mentioned him, and then literally the following week his TV show was on, and I'm like, is that the one Gail Kim married?
I didn't know he was married to
her. He's like, you got a good wife there. You good.
Because the girl she got kids from is actually like,
yeah.
I had no idea he was married to Gail Kim. I already knew who he was.
Right.
But the thing that I liked when she got inducted into the Hall of Fame, though, was that she turned around and she acknowledged his kids, but referred to them as, when she said, like, I may not have given birth to you, but I love you like you're my own. Right then, that, if you remember, I was like, oh, I really started crying.
That restaurant impossible, like, he'll do, like, a struggle at a restaurant, and, like, he'll pretty much, like, tear the whole plate down.
Kind of like Kitchen Nightmares.
Yeah, something like, he'll teach the staff how to cook certain stuff.
Right.
And you all over.
Yeah. Redecorated.
As we're going to listen to more of this, we are out of time, so we got like a minute left. Check out WrestleFanSpeakOut.weebly.com. Look for us on Facebook. Subscribe to us on YouTube. Or follow us on Twitter and all that good stuff. Calm now. Try to look for WFSO exclusive every Thursday or early Friday on YouTube. And as I promised, like, more wrestling content will be on there and all that good stuff. So,
bye.
We're going to get out of here, and 2 days from now, it's going to be Hazel's birthday, so I'm going to wish her a happy birthday. Excuse me. And prior to, I saw that. So, if we're going to do, like, another one of this after the Hell in a Cell pay-per-view, it'll probably be a last-minute thing like it was tonight. So, who knows what we're going to do. But, anyways, we're going to get out of here, and we'll catch y'all next time. Till then, y'all have a good night.